This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
From Carlinville High School, we join WSMI's Terry Toad and Tim Mize.
Thank you very much, Randy Prangy, and good morning. Welcome to Sports Saturday, our special edition this morning, coming to you from Carlinville High School, the gymnasium where people are filing in right now, and coming up in less than 30 minutes, we're going to have the ceremonies today to pay tribute to the Carlinville High School football team, which finished second in the state tournament in Class 3A following their appearance yesterday at Memorial Stadium at the U of I. And Tim Mize, you had the pleasure of being at the University of Illinois calling the ball game, and they ran into a buzzsaw.
Well, they ran into a 6A team is what they ran into.
Absolutely.
But they competed so well, though. This IC Catholic, they beat 5A and 6A teams worse than they beat Carlinville yesterday. And there were stretches where Carlinville moved the football. There were stretches where they had the passing game, which is vaunted for IC Catholic. They had it controlled, they contained. But just at the end of the day, there was just too much of a gap.
Too much speed, too much, and even size difference. Even, you know, Rowell looked huge. I mean, I don't know how big he was listed. I
think 195 pounds.
6'2".
Yeah.
He looked taller than 6'2 to me. But, you know, they were a very, very good football team. But, you know, like you said, Carlinville, for a long period of time, did what they wanted to do.
They got down 15-0 in the first minute, you know, that's hard to overcome. But after that, I mean, they really did. They steadied themselves, and to me, they showed themselves exactly what type of program they are. They competed the entire way.
And this is a wonderful opportunity here today for the fans to come in and say thank you, and for the players to say thank you. They're going to be awarded their medallions, which I guess only the team captains get the medallions on Championship Saturday. So they're going to be taking care of doing that and making some speeches and that sort of thing. And we hope to have a whole bunch of them coming up here after the presentation today for some interviews and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, and that's the thing about the state tournament. It's so much more than the game.
Yeah.
It's all the ancillary things that go into the game. And that's what the kids and the people involved with the program will remember. They got to warm up in the Illini Fieldhouse, indoors, on turf. You know, they're in a collegiate locker room. Chad was telling us this morning, they got an escort into Champaign where the cops blocked off all the intersections from 72 all the way to Memorial Stadium. So those are the things that will be remembered and talked about years from now.
And, you know, building memories is all part of it. It's all part of the high school experience, and, you know, they have built some memories that 25 years from now they'll look back and say, geez, didn't we have a great time?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's 3A public school in the state.
There you go. There you go. We need to get to a break. We come back, we're going to talk more. We're coming to you from Carlinville High School Gymnasium, where the ceremony is expected to start here in about 20 minutes or so. And Sports Saturday continues right after these messages.
Now back to the Sports Saturday show from Carlinville High School. We joined WSMI's Terry Toad and Tim Mize.
Thank you very much, Randy Prangy, and we appreciate Randy producing our broadcast here today on WSMI FM 106, and we are thankful that you've tuned in for our special broadcast. We've kind of switched things around a little bit today in order to pick up this special ceremony, which is coming up in just about 20 minutes here to honor the Carlinville Cavalier football team for their appearance in the IHSA Class 3A state championship game. The Cavaliers ran into a buzzsaw, as we mentioned. They were playing Elmhurst Immaculate Conception Catholic, and they ended up, the final score ended up being 43-0 in favor of Elmhurst IC. In the other three games played on the first day of championship weekend at Memorial Stadium in the Class 2A matchup yesterday, Deer Creek Mackinac defeated Moroa Forsyth out of the Sangamo Conference 35-7. In the Class 1A game, the first game of the day, that was also the same score, 35-7. That was Forest in defeating Decatur St. Teresa. And in the Class 4A game last night, to nobody's surprise, I suspect, Rochester came out the victor. The Rockets beat Johnsburg 38-14. Four more games on tap today here on Championship Weekend at the University of Illinois. At 10 o'clock, just now getting underway in the 5A game, Vernon Hills taking on Peoria. The 6A game about 1 o'clock this afternoon, we'll have Sacred Heart Griffin taking on Crystal Lake Prairie Ridge. In the 7A matchup, East St. Louis will take on Plainfield North. That'll be about a 4 o'clock kickoff. And in the 8A game, it'll be Wilmette Loyola Academy taking on Park Ridge Maine South, and that'll be coming up about 7 o'clock tonight. So a big weekend at the University of Illinois, and and nothing against Northern Illinois University, but when you go from DeKalb, and maybe we could get Tim to comment on this, because you've been to DeKalb with the Staunton Bulldogs, and you've been at the U of I. U of I, you can tell the difference between the MAC conference and the Big Ten conference, can't you?
Big time. Almost as soon as you walk onto the facility. Nothing against Northern Illinois University, but the renovated Memorial Stadium, everything about it, immaculate.
And yeah.
The biggest difference, just from a press perspective, the media afterwards, where they do the TV press conferences and the media availability, all on the same level as the media. So when we walked out of our broadcast position, they're with the Cavaliers.
There you go. Yeah.
Doing their interviews.
Didn't have to walk across the field or across the parking lot or anything like that. So it does make it nice. And you know, it would be nice perhaps to see that tournament permanently move to the University of Illinois. I don't know how they're going to work around the Northwestern Illinois game every other year, except maybe play it on Thanksgiving.
There you go.
You know, I think they used to.
And you know, one of the neat things last night after the kids were done, the Dixons were up there and Adam Walton was up there. And I'm missing one of the other young men who was up there. But after they were done with their interviews, they were standing up looking out on the field from high above in the press box. And you can almost see the looks in the faces like,
holy mackerel!
We were just down there.
Yeah,
we just played down there.
Yeah, yeah. That's a pretty neat situation.
There's something about the state university. It's just different.
You're right. It is. It is different. And you know, this happens number one when you get into a state championship game. It happens on a holiday weekend, first and foremost. Which you know, most families are all right with rearranging the holiday get-togethers and stuff like this, but. You know, a lot of times coaches will talk about being in a routine. And, you know, Chad Easterday is very much this kind of guy. And where if you're, you know, you go to school, you do things the same time every day. And when you have Thanksgiving stuck in there, plus the game on Friday, that, you know, changes the routine a little bit.
And with that in mind, they didn't go up on Thanksgiving night. They kept the routine. I think they had breakfast at the school like they do every Saturday playoff game. They had the team activities, hopped in the bus, rolled up like it was just a normal game.
Yeah.
Except it happened to be in Memorial Stadium at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, just who would have thunk? Yeah.
Well, just a little different.
Just a little bit different. Just a little bit different. We're seeing more and more people pour into the gymnasium here at Carlindale High School as we anticipate a very neat ceremony coming up at 10:30 this morning to honor the Cavaliers.
And wouldn't you think, Terry, that maybe now for the players, as we see them sitting basically at midcourt to the top of the keys on both ends of the floor as they see this gym fill up, I wonder if now it really starts to set in about what they've done and what they accomplished.
Well, sometimes it'll take a week or two and maybe even a month. And I always like to say that it's one of these things that 25 years from now you'll look back and say, gosh, you know, we really were able to pull together something that not many teams get a chance to do. And, you know, Carlindale, with their great tradition of football, this is only the third time they were in a state championship game. So
over 600 program wins.
Oh, you know, just incredible. And you know, credit to these kids. And in recent years, you know, Chad Easterday switched things around as far as how the Cavalier offense operates. And you know, you had to do a little selling job on that, and certainly it's paid off
big time.
Of course, you got to have the talent, but you got to have the right, you know, the three: the talent, the coaching, and some luck along the way. And the Cavaliers had plenty of that this year.
And let's be honest, Carnival's never been short on the talent.
No, they've never been short on talent.
And they won't be next year either.
They always seem to have a running back, you know.
Yeah.
They just do, you know. You just know that that's going to be the case. But
the stable's somewhere on this campus. I haven't found it yet, though. It's somewhere. It has to be.
Well, you know, and we talk about great programs come with expectations. And you know, the success that these kids have had have basically resold the younger kids on the program. So it just keeps going and growing and growing and reselling itself, and more kids get involved. And it's not unusual for kids to come up through the lower ranks of the JFL when they become freshmen in high school to have an expectation that it's going to take an awful lot of work if you're going to compete and be a starter on this team.
We see it with programs that struggle. It's hard to get out of a bad cycle. But when you've got a good cycle rolling, it's easy to keep it rolling because of the young kids who see it. And this week, Darren Zaneve was telling us that the football team, they went around to all the different elementary schools in the district And, you know, they were basically
reselling it.
Yeah, but they were serenaded by the kids. You know, they were walking around the track, getting high fives. And a couple of the kids commented, I had no idea that these kids looked up to us like that. But they do, and that's how it works. And, you know, 8 years from now, that group of kids might be sitting here getting ready to do the exact same thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're broadcasting Sports Saturday from the Carlinville High School Gymnasium coming up in about 14 minutes or so. We will be joining the public address speakers, and I think it's probably going to start out with Athletic Director Darren Deneve and then go from there. And we're going to be broadcasting the ceremony live, and then afterwards we're going to talk to coaches and players and whoever wants to come up and talk to us. So although Chad Easterday already warned us about talking to Mr. Dixon because he likes to talk a lot.
Well, I had to crack up last night. Whereas we all got on the same elevator ride.
I said, hey, you have 3,000 yards. You can go ahead and talk.
This cracked me up though last night. Jacob is sitting there. He's doing an interview with the SJR, and everybody else is just kind of standing around because we're going to leave as a team. You know, so Chad's sitting there. We're just kind of talking back and forth, you know, and he gets done. And then we're on the elevator, and Jacob says, Where's the rest of the team? And Chad says, well, they're down in the locker room. Oh, they're probably mad at us. And Chad's like, well, you took too long. He's like, I didn't want to give a junk interview. And Chad says, trust me, I heard it. It wasn't that good. And they all laugh. But it's that type of camaraderie.
Sure.
And for a coach to be able to relate to his players on that level, that's how, you know, that's good coaching. That's what makes teams successful when there's not Chad's in control.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. But the kids respect him. And he, in turn, respects the kids.
And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that coaching staff and the experiences on that coaching staff. This is Sports Saturday from Carlinville High School Gymnasium. We'll come back with more right after these messages.
Now back to the Sports Saturday show from Carlinville High School. We join WSMI's Terry Toad and Tim Mize.
Thank you very much, and good morning, my friend. We welcome you to our special edition of Sports Saturday, originating from the Carlinville High School Gymnasium as a ceremony to honor the football team is just about 10 minutes away as the Cavaliers have assembled themselves on the gymnasium floor. We're sitting here in the stands at our broadcast position, and we're seeing the crowd continue to roll in. We're going to have pretty much a packed house, I suspect, here in another 10 minutes or so. By the way, on WAOX right now, we've got Fighting Illini football, the Illini taking on Northwestern, the finale of the season for these two teams. That is underway right now on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Plus, coming up tonight, we've got the final two games from the Litchfield girls basketball tournament. Litchfield takes on Carlinville at 6, followed by Mont Olive at Southwestern at about 7:30 tonight. We'll have both of those games live for you right here on FM 106, and we'll also stream them online at WSMIRadio.com.
Basketball season gets here real fast when you follow a team all the way to state in football.
Well, and we say this so many times, gosh, if we could just have football go just a little bit longer and take us into basketball. Well, it did this year. And one thing I wanted to touch on was, and we get, you know, one of the great things about our job, Tim, is the people we get to meet. And we you know, I've known Chad Easterday for a long, long time, and Don Borgini, and, you know, the coaching staff that this Carlinville team has, it's a Hall of Fame staff. I mean, these guys have been there, done that, played in state championship games, many of them. And to be a cohesive unit like they are, there's not much that they can't handle. It's terrific.
And, you know, there's something to be said. We talk about coaching continuity
mm-hmm.
all the time. But all these Carlinville coaches are Carlinville people.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. And
like Don Borgini played for Glisser, but he coached here at Carlinville. In a lot of ways, he kind of got the program re-jump started after the Andy Easton era. And ever since 2000, they've only missed the playoffs once. And you can basically bookmark them for a minimum of six wins.
Sure.
That's
sure.
a minimum.
Sure. And, you know, and when you have that consistency, and when you have, and we talk often about expectations, you know, these coaches expect a lot. And the kids know that going in. So there's no ambiguity about it. You're either going to, you know, perform, train, work hard, earn your spot, or you're not. And, you know, they're not going to sugarcoat it for you. They're going to tell you just like it is. And, you know, that's a sign of a program that's going to be successful year in and year out.
Absolutely. And the other key to that is the players take care of a lot of it themselves. You know, if a kid's not in the weight room, Easterday doesn't have to say anything.
No.
His classmates and teammates, hey, where were you?
Well, and it's probably the seniors going, hey, dude, you know, what's the deal here?
Yeah. You got something better to do?
Yeah.
Because you won't come the fall.
Yeah, it's it's just absolutely amazing. And the great thing about this particular group of kids, I think, is the fact that we've seen great offense from Cavalier football in the past, but they had the defense this year, which really took it to another level.
And that to me, from the first time I saw Carlinville this year early in the season, that was the difference. That was it was clear from the get-go that this defense is elite.
Yeah.
I mean, their defensive line was fantastic. They were always in the backfield harassing the passer, and they've always had the ability to make plays in the secondary, great ball-hawking secondary players, but the defensive line and the linebackers this year did such a great job of consistently rushing the passer, causing havoc in the backfield. We even saw that yesterday against the big, powerful IC Catholic team, to where there were stretches where the Carnival defensive line was in the backfield causing problems.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you look, if you take the score away, and of course that's what determines wins and losses, but you take the score away, Carlinville did a lot of things well for long stretches of that ball game yesterday. It was just the quick strike capability of IC Catholic to get on the board with 15 points in the first minute of the ball game, and really it was all about quick striking, and you know, Carlinville otherwise played very well.
Absolutely. Well, in the first series of the game, Dylan Chisholm came into the backfield and blew up that big tailback route. I mean, he knocked him backwards.
Yeah.
I guarantee that happened to that kid very many times this year. I mean, backwards.
Ryle's a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
He was a big kid, and boy, he was. Let's give some credit to IC as well. They were a very well-disciplined team. They had a lot of offensive weapons, and the Ryle kid was just terrific as a running back.
They could be playing today in Champaign, and they wouldn't be out of place at all.
Yeah, they could play probably in any class.
Yeah, they really could.
They
were that good, that deep,
that
talented. But for Carlinville, I know the score, you know, was 43-0, but like you said, you have to watch the game and not necessarily watch the scoreboard.
Yeah.
And when you watch the game, Carlinville, they belonged on that field.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
they just needed a mulligan after the first minute. Can we start over, please, a mulligan? First minute mulligan.
We were in a commercial. Let's do that again, okay? You know, can we do that again? No. All in all, in spite of the fact of how it turned out as far as the final score is concerned, there's a lot of kids who are thankful for the opportunity to be where they were yesterday. There's also hundreds of football teams who would gladly switch positions with Carlinville.
Without a doubt.
Maybe it's not the state championship trophy, it's a second-place trophy, but my gosh, you had an opportunity to play in a state title game, which just not many people get an opportunity to do.
And looking back at it now, that semifinal game with North Mac, this may offend people, and I don't really care. That was the public school championship.
Well, it turned out to be that. Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And it turned out probably to be the biggest game in the history of Macoupin County.
I don't know how there could be one bigger.
Yeah.
As the old Tony La Russa, maybe you could tie it for first, but you can't top what we had last week in Verdon.
That was pretty special.
Unbelievable.
With the number of people that came out on an extremely cold and windy afternoon. The football fans poured out, and I don't know, I've heard estimates anywhere from, 2,000 to 4,000 people.
There was more than 2,000 people there.
Yeah, just huddled around that really a rather small football stadium there at North Mac High School in Verdon. That in itself was just absolutely marvelous.
And then the quality of the game delivered.
Yeah.
Those teams and those kids, they put on a show last week.
Tell you what, we are broadcasting live from the Carlinville High School Gymnasium. We're just going to take one more break here real quick, and we'll come back and get everything set up for today's ceremony. Sports Saturday rolls on in 60 seconds.
Now back to Carlinville High School. Once again, we join WSMI's Terry Toad and Tim Mize.
Thank you very much, Randy Prangy, as we are just moments away from the start of this special ceremony this morning, and we're glad that we appreciate the fact that Darren Deneve and the officials here at Carlinville High School kind of acquiesced, because we were begging, going, guys, would you let us come over? And no, we weren't. They were more than welcome, more than welcoming to let us in and have a part of this. And this is kind of exciting. You see all these kids sitting there on the floor along with the coaches, the cheerleaders. You know, another thing about the state tournament, Tim, You know, the cheerleaders were treated well. The band got to perform on the field at halftime. You know, the ancillary things, as you mentioned earlier in our program today, these are a lot of things. You know, there's X number of people on the football roster, but there's so much more that goes into a football event at Carlinville High School.
Oh, absolutely, and you see it today. It's community.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, here at Carlinville, the football team is a big deal, but it's the other stuff, like you said.
Yeah.
It all goes into it. And so everyone really feels a part. When the team has success, the community feels like they are a part of the success because they are.
I believe we see Principal Pat Drew approaching the podium here. I do believe we are going to have the Carlinville Cavalier cheerleaders and the Cavalettes, it looks like.
And the fight song, I believe.
And probably the fight song. So we'll kind of pause here for a moment and let that happen whenever they get started here. Don't forget, you can always check out our broadcast schedule at WSMIRadio.com. And by the way, if you wanted to relive some of those great moments for the Cavaliers, all the podcasts of all those football games are on the website. Okay, here we go with the theme song, the fight song. Carlinville School Fight Song, as performed by the CHS Band and the cheerleaders. And here's Pat Drew, the principal of Carlinville High School.
On behalf of Carlinville High School, I welcome you to the community celebration for the Class 3A state runner-up team, your Carlinville Cavaliers. This run to the state championship game has provided the players, cheerleaders, band, Cavalettes, staff, student body, and community as a whole, a very memorable experience that embodies what extracurricular activities are all about. I thank everyone for their past and continued support of Carlinville High School. At this time, I'd like to welcome to the podium our mayor, Deanna DiMuzio.
Good morning, and thank you all for being here this morning. On behalf of the community, I would like to say thank you to our wonderful Carlinville Cavaliers. Let's give them a great big hand for a wonderful time. I must say, we have enjoyed the ride from the very beginning when the football season started up until today and all of the fun time that we have had. This has been a very classy team. And when I say classy, I want to say that when the buzzers pulled out for our semifinals and also for yesterday, when they made the ride and passed Mr. Strode's house, that's class. Because that shows that not only are they a first-rate team, but they have a lot of class. And thank you, boys, for doing that. I'm sure Mr. Stroh was just excited, and Ben has always been a part of this community. And if you're listening today, Ben, thank you for all of your service and helping throughout the years. Let's give Mr. Stroh a big hand. The band yesterday was wonderful, and let's give them a great big hand. And the cheerleaders and players and all of everyone. But again, thank you to the parents for sharing your voice and sharing it with our community. Parents give up a lot. And we want to say thank you on behalf of Carlinville and to the community as a whole. Thank you, boys. And good luck in your future. We wish you well. And let's give them one last hand, okay?
Good morning. Sometimes I tell the students in my class or the players on my team that they should be skeptical if people around them are telling them this is the best time in their life. After all, I tell them if this was true, then the next 60 years or so would be all downhill. And that's really no way to live. I'm 45, I'll tell them, and I'd like to think that the best years are ahead of me. And I truly believe that. However, after I leave this talk with the young people, I'm usually quick to add that there are moments at every point in your life to be cherished, those which you may not be able to experience again. Sometimes it could be hard to recognize these moments are happening, and sometimes they're obvious. I think everyone here can agree that this is one of those obvious moments. Like a lot of people yesterday, I had a unique day. I was fortunate enough to see a lot of things that were pretty cool, stuff I may not be able to see or do. Again, I spent some time in the fan tent. I watched the band practice. I watched the players warm up in the U of I facility. I was in the press box a little. I was on the sideline a little. I was in the stands a little. It was a unique day. I was pretty mindful of this as it was happening, but it also clearly hit me that I was not the only one to being alone and having a unique day. I saw at least three coaches who were experiencing the game as a coach after experiencing it as a player. I saw roughly 80 members of the band, yearbook staff, cheerleaders, cavalettes who were able to step on the field at the University of Illinois and do their thing. I saw a handful of guys when I was walking around from the 93 season having a reunion of sorts, getting their picture taken together. I saw an escort out of town with sirens blaring, a young lady on a horse leading the way, and an entire community united behind one cause. I heard a similarly unique experience happen with the Champaign Police Department leading our buses to the stadium. I saw parents in the stands beaming with pride, thankful that they had sons who were part of something bigger than themselves. Of course, I saw those sons, our football team, witnessing the fruit of their labor and commitment come to life before their very eyes, earning the adoration of the entire community. Lastly, I saw a head coach joined on the sidelines by his father and his two sons, and I thought, all of these moments are certainly ones to be cherished. And let me tell you, Coach Easterday is lucky. He's lucky to have an absolutely tremendous coaching staff, one with seemingly infinite experience, not just with football, but coaching in general. They know how to motivate. They know how to organize. They know how to teach. They know the value one gains by being part of a group united for a common purpose. Coach Easterday is lucky to have some great players, kids who are willing to put in the time it takes to be successful. He's lucky to coach at a place that's passionate about football and will encourage their young men to be a part of it. Coach Easterday is lucky to come from a family who knows about coaching and the level of commitment it takes. He's lucky, but he brings a lot to the table as well. He can motivate. He can work with the X's and O's. He can teach. However, what I noticed most about Coach Easterday is that he has a great motor. I'm always amazed when I have a player who just never seems to get tired. Okay, no matter how hard the game is or what pace it's at, in the coaching world, Coach Easterday is that kid, the one with the phenomenal motor who just outworks everybody. He's one of those guys who will tell you he can sleep when he's dead, and he means it. He pours an unbelievable amount of hours into building and coaching this program. The truth is that we are the ones who are lucky to have him. Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Chad Easterday.
That's probably a tough act to follow right there. That was very well done. We want to start. I want to echo some of the same things that you've already heard in general. One, I would like to thank every parent that's been through this program, both past and present, okay, for allowing me to be an additional parent to your son. We work them very, very hard. Our expectation level for them is very, very high. And those are things that show up in great programs, and I am so blessed to be part of one of those great programs. I've made the quote several times in newspapers that I have not created Cardinville tradition. My responsibility is to uphold that tradition, and the people behind me are those people that work with me day to day on keeping that tradition going. And Mr. Denise said things that were so accurate. The gentleman sitting over here to your left, they're the coaching staff. They're always back over there in the corner. They are never in the front. They are never putting those players above themselves or anything else. It's always about the people behind us and about the constant reminder of work ethic. Mr. Denise has already told you about several things in my life that are very, very true to me, and he's sitting upstairs right there. And he has just instilled in me a work ethic that is by far something I'll never forget, ever. And yesterday's experience was phenomenal. And I am planning on, in my near future, having that experience again. I do not want to lie. I don't lie, and I am brutally honest. And the trip, I had a text message from someone, and we'll just leave his name anonymous. Last year, it was yesterday, he had texted me about the expectation level of our football team. And I read it, and I was watching the TV as I always do and sitting there, and it proves that it starts at home. It does start at home with our football team. And I can just tell you that I appreciate it. I love it. I would not want to be doing any other thing than coaching right here. I have been blessed because I got hired here. I've never taught anywhere else. I student taught in the exact same room that I'm in today. I made the comment at the, and that's 20 years, by the way. Mr. Dean thinks he's old. I'm getting there as well. I told him at the pep assembly, I said, I wake up in the morning and I bleed blue. I go to bed and I bleed blue. I told a JFL group the other day, I said, and I made fun of her because I married the right woman, but I said, you know, in the morning before we eat breakfast, we need to get a cabbie break. And before you go to bed, you need to do a cabbie break. Which brings me to the next part that I'm very blessed with before I talk about the people behind me. And she's here today, which you should feel very special because she hates to hear me talk. Hates it with a passion. But I did marry the right woman, and I have two phenomenal people in my life at home that allow me this opportunity to do those types of things. So I appreciate you very much. Now on to the good stuff. The 51 people behind you. The 51 people behind you, regardless what their role is, and I want to close with this, they truly, truly accept it as a unit. And they always have. And regardless what role that they play or what role that I personally play, they have committed themselves to a winning atmosphere, not just this year, but in many years in the past and hopefully many years to come. And, gentlemen, I appreciate that and mean that. And weights start on Monday. We will enjoy this until then, and we'll get going from there. But the senior group, it was the same challenge I offered them every year is what stamp will you leave on Cardinville football? What is your legacy that you want to be remembered by? And the 15 of them have left a great one. No doubt have left a great one. And there will be high expectations. I have two other things that are kind of meant a lot as our season. I apologize if we forgot any thank yous. The community itself, as Darren pointed out, has just been overwhelming. The list of thank yous that I could go through are just anywhere from personal to businesses to support has just been phenomenal. But we kind of privately in August had this, hey, let's play 14-week thing going on. And it kind of started as this 14-week thing. All right. And then all of a sudden it started rolling. And you never want to be real arrogant with that. Week two in the newspaper or week three in the newspaper. It's been several years since we've done that, so you know that would not be a good thing. So the hashtag started with 14 strong, and lo and behold, we ended up there. And then I'm at the Williamsville game, and we're warming up, and it is a beautiful atmosphere. I mean, it's beautiful outside, and we're warming up, and I hope I didn't even preference him when I say this, so I hope he doesn't take that. I turn around, and I hear this thing from the bleachers, and I thought to myself, wow, somebody's enjoying themselves awful early today, and I turned, and I looked, and there's Greg Campbell, and he started this chant, and I remember looking at Coach Borghini, and all of a sudden I thought the hair on the back of my neck was standing up like the drums were coming out. And the next thing I know, I started looking at our players, and they started to, it was part of them, and all of a sudden it just kept going, and it kept going, and then all of a sudden it just started. And, you know, those two things have been very, like a stamp, I guess you'd say, throughout our playoff run. And, you know, yesterday was yesterday. I think we did our best. At the end of the day, it wasn't enough. We would definitely play tomorrow again if we wanted to. If they would want to come back and we would give it a chance, we'd be happy to play tomorrow. No questions asked. But, once again, I do want to reiterate what Deanna DiMuzio said. When we went by Doc's house, for those people that have been here forever, and I hope I'm one of those people in a year, to see Doc on the porch, was just something that was amazing to me, because he is kind of the picture of Cardinville tradition around here. He's one of the few living ones that are still there, and it was just very, very special. So I want to just, Doc, if you're listening, I want to thank you again. So we appreciate it. But guys, thank you very much.
Guys, what we're going to do now is we're going to line you up, and we're going to present you with your medals with the help of Mr. Drew and Mr. Kelly. If we could line up by number, that's how we got them in the program. And so Will Walton over there, number one to my right. Number one in the program, number one in your heart. You're going to just line up next to Will. Everybody get... You guys are better with numbers than I am. I'm not sure that's true. All right, I think we're close enough. All right, number one, a sophomore, Will Walton. Number two, a junior, Tyler Hughes. Number three, a sophomore, Nick Walton. Number five, a senior, Hayden Thompson. Number seven, a junior, Dylan Shaw. Number eight, a junior, Seth Taylor. Number 10, a sophomore, Jarrett Easterday. Number 11, a senior, Connor Emmons. Number 12, a sophomore, Colin Gibble. Number 14, a senior, Adam Walton. Number 15, a sophomore, Colton Perkins. Number 17, a junior, Cameron Rainey. Number 21, we'll just call him a junior and hope he comes back next year, Jacob Dixon. Number 22, a junior, Donovan King. Number 23, a senior, Blake Richardson. Number 25, a senior, Dylan Chisholm. Number 27, a sophomore, Jake Ambuel. Number 30, a junior, Josh Heinzman. Number 31, a sophomore, Kyle Dixon. Number 32, a junior, Matt Rogers. Number 33, a sophomore, Tucker Hughes. Number 35, a sophomore, Cameron Schaub. Number 40, a senior, Killian Mitchell. Number 42, a sophomore, Ethan Wallace. Number 44, a junior, Garrett Campbell. Number 50, a sophomore, Jordan Bressler. Number 51, a senior, Zach Simons. Number 52, a junior, Joe Frazier. Number 54, a junior, A.J. Chapman. Number 55, a senior, Ryan Kleeman. Number 56, a sophomore, Blaze Ballou. Number 57, a senior, Nate Thompson. Number 58, a sophomore, Siler McLean. Number 61, a sophomore, Will Kincaid. Number 62, a junior, Jordan Chisholm. Number 63, a sophomore, Logan Rosentrader. Number 64, a senior, Ryan Bowman. Number 65, a sophomore, Mitch Newby. Number 67, a junior, Brian Goldrick. Number 69, a senior, Jake Hennig. Number 70, a sophomore, Jonathan Stillwell. Number 71, a junior, Gabe Long. Number 72, a sophomore, Cole Combs. Number 73, a junior, Alex Morton. Number 74, a sophomore, Alex Dawson. Number 75, a junior, Daniel Card. number 77, a sophomore, Chase Lawless. Number 78, a senior, Zeke Gray. Number 82, a sophomore, Bryce Paul. Number 87, a senior, Brady Eaglehoff. Number 88, a senior, Brady Jameson. We'd also like to recognize our assistant coaches at this time, Don Virginie. Alan Cooper, Ken Garrison, Michael Morrison, Johnny Reels, Quinn Steiner, Mike Bolamy, and we'd certainly like to thank Brian Huff and Lane Pfeiffer for their help as well. Ladies and gentlemen, your Carlinville Cavaliers. Thanks to all for coming. As soon as we get lined up here, we'll play the school song one last time. I'd like to make sure that everybody realizes they have the opportunity, players and parents and so on, to take pictures with the trophy afterwards. We'd certainly like to thank everybody for coming today, and not only that, but for your support all year. Thanks again.
I don't know. I got chills. I don't know about you. An unbelievable ceremony here at Carlinville High School to honor the 2016 Carlinville Cavaliers state runner-up. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Chad Easterday and to the members of the Carlinville Cavaliers as Sports Saturday rolls on, following these messages on WSMI.
And we are back at Carlinville High School Gymnasium. The ceremony is over. People are milling around. We're having a few of the Cavaliers come up. We're going to talk with Dan Easterday, the father of Chad, and just from a dad standpoint, man, that was awesome.
It was. It was. It's an awesome experience that every coach dreams of. He included me on the sideline, and I was very, very appreciative of that. From a coaching standpoint, you look back at the game and you say, we could have done better. We could have done this, we could have done that. But then you got to stop and realize there's a lot of teams in Class 3A that are sitting there watching you.
Yeah.
And it was a great honor. Chad and his staff worked very, very hard. They have a class program. They've worked through a lot of difficulties from August up to now, as a lot of teams have. And it was a great reward to be state runner-up.
And you've been there, done that sort of thing. I mean, this was your life for all those years, Dan, and you're a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, you know the work that goes in behind the scenes that nobody ever knows about, unless you're a player or a coach.
That's correct. Don Borgini and I stood and looked at each other yesterday, and he said, what better place could you ask to be at for a football coach?
Yeah.
And I know I felt very much the same way. It is. It's an awesome experience. And so many years as a coach, you're sitting in the stands watching the other teams play, saying, hey, someday we could be there. And for the Carlinville Cavaliers and Chad and the staff, they were there.
Was there one bit of advice that you gave Chad, or one bit of information that you shared with him that maybe he didn't even ask for?
Well, we talk daily about the upcoming team they're going to play. I look at all these films, kind of evaluate the previous game, and we knew they were going to be tough. We knew that, and the same way, really, when we went to Newton, we knew they were going to be very, very tough. And as we talk back and forth, the thing that I always tell him is, you know, prepare, do your best, and let God take care of the rest.
There you go.
And live with what he gives you.
Well, it's a proud moment.
Yes, it is.
Not only for the Cavalier football program, but for the Easter Day family as well.
We've enjoyed it, and we appreciate the support, not only that you guys have given me from all my coaching years. I think you remember a 1986 thriller.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, that was something else.
Yeah, yeah.
But you guys are so much part of this community and so much part of everybody's sports program that without your support and stuff, we wouldn't be able to do it.
We're all a team.
Yep.
We're all a team.
That's true.
Thank you, my friend.
Awesome.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
Good
we're
going to
we're gonna talk to the coach. We're going to talk to some of the kids here. And here comes the other coach, Easter Day. I guess we could talk with him.
Good morning.
Hey there, young man.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Well, that was an event.
Is it all right on your end?
It worked. Worked good here.
All right.
Yeah. Worked out just fine. Okay. So, who hired your speechwriter? I think you did pretty well.
I tell you what, I'm getting better. I think the older I get, getting better. You've heard this. I gave the first one with you.
Yeah.
And some people heard this, and it was over in the other corner here in Carnival, and I used the term I.
Yeah.
And the guy who was just on the phone called me immediately and goes, never do that again. So I got a good lesson in how to give speeches and that sort of thing. But, you know, everything I said was true. I think, you know, for a community and school involvement and that sort of thing, it was just phenomenal.
Yeah. And knowing your family for as long as I have, I was just tickled that your dad was part of it too, and your mom, and I mean, the whole family was just wrapped up into this thing. This is really cool.
On a personal level, Deneve kind of shocked me there a little bit. He did not prep me on his speech.
That was good.
It was phenomenal. It really was. He does a great job. Tough act to follow.
Yeah.
A tough act to follow, but you know, everything he said is 100% true. I'm extremely lucky in my atmospheres with personally both where I came from with my wife and my two kids, and with the school system that I'm in, and being blessed without not going anywhere else. You know, a lot of coaches bounce around from school to school, and our administration here has entrusted me with that responsibility, and it's kind of, man, has backed me through. People have forgotten kind of rocky road in my original first two seasons. We were 0-3 out of the gate, still made the playoffs, but looking back and reflecting on that yesterday was all that hard work and what we talk about and groups of kids that have come through have really been worth it.
And you know, Chad, this not only represents this year's team, but pays tribute to the Cavaliers of the past as well.
That's what I was in the press box after an interview, and there were some coaches up there and said, you know, what a great responsibility this is for you to have for the past, the present, and then somebody goes, you don't even know what it has done for the future. The expectation levels that it sets and requires young people to try to achieve and understand that even if you don't get there, the process in which you get there is really greater than the goal of getting there at some point. Because, let's be honest, there were only two teams in Class 3A.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's what it is. So,
Chen, I thought it was interesting you talked about before that Williamsville game, what an atmosphere it was. but the I believe we will win chant. I've always thought that's one of the great chants that there is in sports. But to hear how it moved you and motivated your players, I found that astonishing.
Well, I did not tell a lie. It was really, because, you know, if you remember back, that day was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Unlike any different playoff weather we had, we were dressed in shorts and actually went home to get my polo back because I had a T-shirt with my hoodie because I thought it was, and, you know, and I've known Greg Campbell for a long time, coached JFL with us forever. And seriously, Don and I were talking. We had just gone on the field, and it wasn't like it was before kickoff, okay? And that's what makes this special. We just ran on the field at 1:02. I remember picking my phone out of my pocket and thinking, wow, he's excited early, and it did. It just kind of carried over, and next thing I know, I saw our kids looking up there, and then the whole pace of the pregame just kind of picked up a little bit, and it. Next thing I know, it was the buzzer went off, and Jamison caught a touchdown pass to end the game, and it was really kind of cool.
I thought that game was kind of the icebreaker for you guys, because that round of the playoffs had kind of been your hurdle, four straight losses in the second round, and I felt when you guys went into Newton, you seemed a little more relaxed. At least from my perspective, it looked like you were playing carefree.
No, I agree. I think getting that Achilles heel or monkeys off your back, whatever adjective you want to use, I think did. We struggled with some changes in lineup and that sort of things and adversity throughout the season. And our players' ability to do that is a contributor to them. And it's also, as I echoed earlier, it's our coaching staff. I mean, it's really nice. We were poking fun at them a little bit when I told them the responsibilities. They kind of looked at the state playoff game because of the magnitude of what's going on. But you don't tell them what to do. They already know what to do. You know, I got a skeleton outline. I'm not planning their segments. They're planning those segments. And when you have that type of atmosphere and maturity of a coaching staff, obviously it pays off.
And you had coaches on your staff who have played in that game.
Right. Yeah.
Which allows you to draw upon previous experience.
Right. All those things wrap up into what you call a great atmosphere. And it also sets the table. I don't think people realize that table set long before yesterday. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about that is with our kids, with our coaching staff, the expectation levels that we have. And, you know, it's a big deal. You should start acting like it. Start acting like it. Accept that responsibility. And they did. And it was just, it's been great. I can't stop smiling, to be honest with you.
Well, you got to 14 strong. How fast did this season go for you? As you look back on it now, how long ago does week one seem like it was?
Oh, like yesterday. Some coaches think it's a burden. I enjoy Sunday morning scout cards. I enjoy film, that sort of thing. So for me, it was like August 10th, and we were ready in the heat and ready to go. And to be honest with you, we're meeting later tomorrow afternoon to run off weightlifting sheets and talk about which kids are multi-sports athletes and which kids aren't to start that rolling process because we love a multi-sport athlete. So, you know, like with Coach Cooper and wrestling and baseball and even during football season coming back and forth, we all meet and share. Our football guys have been coming in shooting baskets in the morning, which is really kind of cool for the last 5 weeks. So, you know, when you come from a small town and a small-town environment like we've talked about, that's really, really kind of neat for both the kids, the parents, and all that.
I would imagine it is a little bit sweeter. When you have failures along the way, it makes the successes even that more sweet.
Yeah, you know, I talked with one reporter yesterday where he kept asking me about the week four loss to Pena, and everyone.
I think it's the best thing that happened to you this year.
Well, I made that comment in the paper, and I said, you know, I said, sometimes a loss can be the greatest win that ever happened. And they were talking about how we gave up a lead and that sort of thing, and we did. And you know, the following week, we just said, hey, boys, we gave it up. We need to stare at the film, identify what's wrong, and fix it. And then yesterday I got to say the greatest sentence in the world because one of the goals on the board was to be 9-0. But we were practicing on Thanksgiving Day. We got everyone up at 9 o'clock and kind of had a little walkthrough. And I don't know what Coach Garrison or one of them said, hey, we made the goal. I said, what? Well, we've been 9-0 since week 5. So, you know, it was kind of cool that we had a line through it on the board. We erased it and rewrote it on the board, so we got all the goals. So, you know, that loss ended up getting the goal that we had. And like you just said, I guess that goes to show you that, you know, as long as you set that bar high and the kids know that they can reach it, and failing's okay. Failing's okay. Just get up. You know, just get up and do it again.
And you've told us many times on this very program, Carlinville doesn't rebuild. They reload.
Yes. I've been around Carlinville football now 20 years, and, you know, the law of averages will tell that we will have a bell shaped at some point in our history, with me, without me, next year, don't know, all those good things. But I'm going to do my best to make sure that bell curve is not when I'm here. So.
Right. And where is that stable of running backs on campus? It's somewhere.
You know, everyone asked me, what's so great about Carnival? I said, everything, first of all. Yeah. I said, I truly do bleed blue, and I love it. I mean, coming from a Redskin,
yeah.
Okay, I made the conversion a long, long time ago, and it's like the new home for me. It really, really is. And my wife and I kind of poke fun at all of our friends that we do that with. But we couldn't replace Dink Simmons. We couldn't replace Corey Fernetti. We couldn't replace Kenny Miles. I'm not sure who that face will be or who that body will be or if it will be two people or it could be three people in a different atmosphere, all those good things, but we'll get it done.
Yeah, you will. My friend,
thank you very much.
The time goes so fast, and I just hope you had a chance to take a deep breath and enjoy it.
I've enjoyed somebody asked me that the other day how stressful the week was, and I said, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I said, I've enjoyed it.
How many
it.
Hundreds of other schools would gladly switch positions
right.
with you? Oh, my
right.
God.
Right, you know, I mean, so many people that didn't get a go, and we
yeah.
did, so it was not stressful at all.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate it
yeah.
a lot.
Always glad to talk to you on Saturday mornings with a sports show. Let's bring some of the guys up here. Come on, fellas. Tim, these are the guys that you saw.
Week in, week out.
Week in and week out, and we're going to start off. Here's your buddy.
There's Jacob Dixon in. Sir, you have the fourth most rushing yards in a single season in the history of this great state.
You know, like I've always said from day one, you know, that's not my record. Those aren't my yards, you know. A running back's only as good as his offensive line, and, you know, I couldn't be more happy with the way that our offensive line has pushed and persevered all year. You know, they're a great team, or they're a great unit, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
What was it like yesterday? Take us through your day from the moment you were in the indoor practice facility at the University of Illinois.
You know, it was just a surreal moment. You know, we always wanted to, you know, go there from, you know, the start of the season. And just to see it all happening and all progressing throughout the day, it was just a surreal moment that I could share that with, you know, the entire team.
And I know you're focused, Jacob, during the ball game, but was there ever a time during the game, maybe just a quick glance, you looked up in the stands and you saw these thousands of people from Carlinville and you thought, my God, they're here for us?
Yeah, the support that we've had from the community and the town is incredible. You know, last night, you know, even though we had a, you know, tough loss, you know, they, you know, still, we had an escort. We had people all over the square. As soon as we pulled into the high school, there were fire trucks spraying water like we had just won a championship. You know, the amount of support that we've had throughout this postseason is incredible. We would not have made it this far without our community and our town.
And obviously, you know, a lot of people, when they go, they watch the games, they remember the games. But when you're on the team and you're involved in it, it's the other moments outside of the game that you're going to remember.
Yeah, you know, just spending the last, you know, couple days, couple weeks with, you know, the 14 other seniors that are with us, you know, the sophomores, the juniors, that, you know, I'll never get to play with again, we'll never get to play with again. You really learn to cherish those moments. And really, you know, appreciate them for what they are.
That's what makes class reunion so special.
Yeah, 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 it does.
What are your future plans, Jacob?
I really don't know right now. I'm wanting to go play college football, but, you know, that might not, you know, work out for me. And, you know, hopefully I just want to, you know, obviously number one is to go get my degree, you know, get a good job, get a good career in life. And, you know, we'll just see what happens from there.
I told you this last week after the North Mac game, but that strip fumble in return for a touchdown might be the greatest play in the history of Carlinville football, and I'm serious.
You know, that was just, you know, one of those crazy moments. You know, we've had a lot of them this year. The Williamsville halfback pass to Brady somehow catching that terrible pass. And,
wasn't,
you know,
that bad.
Just good enough, man.
Exactly.
Just good enough. Yeah,
we've had, you know, just this has just been a very historic run. You know, we just had just those crazy plays. You know, it was just meant to be that we were to be here.
Jacob, really enjoyed watching you play throughout your career, man, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Jacob.
You.
Great job, my friend.
Thank
Great
you.
Job. Oh, my, Tim. That man thrilled many a folk, didn't he?
Absolutely. As did this young man,
yes,
Adam Walton. He missed basically his entire junior season with a broken collarbone, not once, not twice. And, Adam, when you had to watch last season, how hard was it for you?
Oh, it was really hard to watch my teammates out there without me. It was just mentally and physically hard to watch them out there.
You had, Jacob got a lot of the headlines this year with the numbers he put up. But when people, if you look at your stats throughout the year, you had a sensational year. You completed over 60% of your passes. How much work did you put in?
Oh, I worked all summer at the 7-on-7s and going to camps all spring and summer, too.
What was it like to be on the big field at Memorial Stadium?
I think it was a perfect finish to my career. I couldn't be happier with how everything turned out.
As you look, and I asked this question to Mr. Dixon, he said, was there ever a time that you glanced up in the stands and you saw this huge crowd from Carlinville and you thought, oh my gosh, they're here for us, you know, and did it give you chills?
It definitely did. I tried to stay in the game, but it's hard with all the fans there and such a big atmosphere to not just take it all in and look around.
I know the season's just ended, but have you had time to reflect? Is there maybe one or two moments that just really stand out to you about this year?
I don't know about one or two moments. I think just this whole senior year in general has just been an amazing experience.
You played as many football games as the state will allow you in your senior year. You can't do better than that.
Can't complain about that.
Absolutely not. What was the feeling when you're up on that podium in the south end zone, standing there in Memorial Stadium, getting that medal around your neck?
Now, even though we didn't win it all, just to make it there was an amazing honor, and I was just so proud of my whole team and community.
Adam Walton, congratulations on an outstanding season.
Great job, man.
Thank you very much.
Great job, my friend.
All right.
And, you know, Terry, we talked about when they changed the offense, the quarterback became a much more vital role in this Carlinville attack, yeah. And Adam Walton really stepped up in a big way on the offensive side. And on the defensive side, Dylan Chisholm, every time I saw you play, man, you were laying somebody out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what I do out there. I mean, my goal is to go out there and play my best and everything.
As you look back on this year, has it set in what you guys accomplished yet?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a disbelief, but I mean, we had this goal in the beginning to go 14 weeks, and here we were yesterday, 14 weeks playing there for the state championship.
What was the bus ride like up to Champaign yesterday?
We were all ecstatic, you know, just happy to be there, happy to be 14 weeks going up to Champaign to play there in the state championship.
I mean, for me, watching you guys on that field, it was a surreal experience. I can only imagine what it was like to be standing on the sidelines on the field at Memorial Stadium.
Oh, it was definitely a great experience being out there because not everyone gets to do that. And be able to do that your senior year out there with the kids you've been playing with since fifth grade, you know, it's just an absolutely great experience to be out there.
And that's the thing. It's not just 4 years of high school. This, in a lot of ways, has been your life up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, we got together as a group in fifth grade. I mean, heck, we lost one game our whole JFL career, and then to come into high school and still be playing together and everything, it's just a great experience with all my friends and everything out there.
And what are your plans for the future?
Probably just, I think I'm going to actually tech school there, mm-hmm. for welding.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
Make that money.
And you were, the thing, and it was great to be part of the state championship game, but I'm telling you, that Carlinville North MAC game had to be one of the greatest games of all times in Macoupin County history, for sure, and maybe in the history of the whole radio station we've covered for years and years and years. The atmosphere of that game was just incredible as well.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely crazy. I mean, it's a dream come true to be able to play someone that close to you and that big of a game, you know, to go to the state championship. It was just an absolutely great game. Not seeing all your fans there from Carlinville, pretty much the whole town was there cheering us on.
And even though the game didn't go the way you wanted to yesterday, you laid out that running back.
Yeah, I mean, just with that great feeling to be able to put a hit on someone like that. It just felt so great.
I bet it did. Dylan Chisholm, congratulations,
young
man.
Thank you, Dylan. Congratulations,
sir. Thank
you. It was a pleasure. Oh, I tell you, what a great group of guys, Tim.
Oh, unbelievable.
And a great season for the Cavaliers. And you know, these things, as Coach Easterday said, you hope to make this kind of a frequent thing. It doesn't always happen that way sometimes, but if you have a goal like that, it probably will happen more often than not.
And you heard the mayor, Deanna DiMuzio, say it, and it was exactly right. Class.
Yeah.
This team is class personified. It starts at the top, but it trickles all the way down to each and every one of those members on the team.
If you're not a classy player, you're not going to be playing on this team for Coach Easterday. I'll tell you that right now.
No, that's exactly right.
I've known this man for a long time and his father for a long time. And that's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah. You're listening to a special edition of Sports Saturday on WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up this outstanding day here at Carlinville High School as the people are still milling around. They're taking pictures with the trophy. A lot of smiles, a lot of goosebumps here in the gymnasium. We're back in a moment.
Now back to the Sports Saturday Show. From Carlinville High School, once again, we join WSMI's Terry Toad and Tim Mize.
Randy Prangy, thank you so much. What a great ceremony here today inside the Carlinville High School gymnasium as the rest of the team was presented with their medals. A lot of great words said by the administration here at Carlinville High School. And again, just hats off and congratulations to this 2016 Carlinville football team. They took this community and our radio station on one heck of a ride all the way to the season's final day. We'll have girls high school basketball on the radio tonight from the Litchfield Tournament. Litchfield and Carlinville at 6. Mount Olive and Southwestern will follow at 7:30. Both games live here on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Fighting Illini football on the air right now as they are at Northwestern today. That is live on WAOX 105.3. The Ox. And of course, if you want to relive any of the moments from the Carlinville postseason run, we've got every postseason game, all five of them, in a podcast for you for free at WSMIRadio.com. That is going to wrap up our special presentation of Sports Saturday from the Carlinville homecoming reunion here as the town has welcomed back their state runner-up and the 3A public school champion for 2016. We want to thank Chad East today as he gives us time on Saturday mornings every week throughout the year, so we thank him very much for that. And we want to thank all the young men who came up and chatted with us today as well, as there's still photographs going on down on the floor. All the seniors now, it looks like, huddling up to take a picture around the state runner-up trophy. Thanks to Randy Prangy. He stayed a little extra today, produced this Sports Saturday broadcast here on WSMI-FM 106. We say one more time for 2016, congratulations to the Carlinville Cavaliers, state runner-up in the Class 3A of IHSA football. So long from Carlinville.